This call is
for this
being
is
recorded.
The breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Please focus your attention on the threefold flame within our hearts. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all our higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance to create the violet flame. Picture this violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up in perfect unity. Visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant, blue, and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never-ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension, for the light of God never fails. And we thank thee, it is done.
Right now, continuing to remain in your tube of protective white light,
focus on your breathing and take several deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Just focus on relaxing and letting go now, letting go of all tension, stress, any kind of negativity. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Focus now on raising your vibrations, raising into a higher resonance within you. As you breathe in the breath of life, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and see all of the chakras, all 9 chakras now, in perfect alignment with their respective colors. And with those respective colors, see them intensely bright. So if you're looking at the root chakra, red, orange, yellow with the third chakra, the solar plexus, deep blue-green in the heart center, high heart center, magenta, fifth chakra, sky blue, sixth, middle of the forehead, the third eye, purple or indigo. And the seventh, the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And the eighth, the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. And now all the way back down to the bottom, the earth star chakra, just below your feet, brownish color with red specks or gold specks in it, or however you are visualizing it. Matters not how you visualize it, what colors you see, but that you feel the vibration within them. Know that they each one vibrate. They vibrate and resonate with you, within your body, within your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body. The more that you can feel the resonance within your physical body, the more real that it becomes for you. But always remember, as you are visualizing, you are using your imaging in capability, which is within your third eye, your sixth chakra. So allow yourselves to be able to visualize or think it, and then it is so. So now, with all of the 9 chakras now vibrating at a high color, high resonance, see them shining bright. And now, rather than taking you out of your physical body, into an out-of-body experience, I want you to go back with me now. Just go back in your mind. Just go back in your memories. Just take a trip with me now, back 2,000 plus years ago. And feel yourself there as much as you can. And just allow my words to help you to feel like you are there at that time. For it was a glorious time in that everything was beginning to come together in terms of a birth, not of myself, but a birth of the Christ consciousness into the planet. And I want you to see now, not the manger scene that you have been accustomed to seeing, for that was not quite the way it was. But for your purposes, allow that scene to play out in front of you, where you see the manger scene, where you see the animals, the beautiful, wonderful animals and their intense love for this birth. Again, not a birth of myself as Yeshua, but a birth of the Christ in all of us. That is what I came to do, to be able to birth the Christ consciousness into this planet. And now I want you to see the light that was shining down that night as I came into being. The light that shone down from what you have heard of as the star of Bethlehem that continued to follow, or those wise men continued to follow. But as many of you know, it was not a star, it was a ship. And this ship shone down this light down on this scene. Think of it now, visualize now what that would have been like for those who would have been there to witness this. But you now yourselves can witness this. You can see it as it was. See it in your mind's eye. And in your mind's eye, some of you will actually remember this scene. You will actually remember it because it has been ingrained into you. It is an archetype that is within you now, many of you. And those that were not there in a physical sense, you were there in a consciousness sense, there to be a part of this process of the Christ consciousness being born into this planet. And now, I want you to take that scene that you have and that light coming down from above into this manger scene and see it now as it comes down in this time now. Move yourself back to this time and not the light from the ship, but the light from the great central sun of the universe that is coming down through all of the great central suns of all of the galaxies. See it coming down, 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 as waves of energy, waves of light, column of light, pillar of light, whatever you want to call it, however you want to visualize it. But see this light coming down and coming all the way down into the earth, just as that light shone down. But now it is a immense light that is again coming from the great central sun of this universe, and it is the light of the Christ that is coming into the planet again, but this time not into one person, but into all of us here on this planet, all of you, the light workers and warriors that are here, are taking this Christ consciousness light into you. And you, just as I did at that time where I spread that light, I spread that love to all of those that would listen, would hear my words, that would resonate to what I brought, the message that I brought. Now, they are here now for you to bring that message out, for you to spread the light and the love wherever you can, not in judgment, not in hate, not in anger, not in fear, but in love, pure, brilliant, purposeful love that you can share with all that you come in contact with. But first, feel that love within yourself. Feel that Christ consciousness now coming into you, that light coming into you now from the great central sun, down into your body, down through your body, all the way down into the earth, to the center of the earth, and back up again, bathing your chakra centers with this light, with this love, with this Christ consciousness. Feel it moving through you, within you, all throughout your body. Feel your body emblazoned by this light, by this love and Christ consciousness. For this is the birth of the Christ. This is the birth of the Christ consciousness. This is the second coming. The second coming has been coming for a long time now. And you are the recipients of that second coming. You are the second coming. So feel this light moving through you and filling every part of your body, every part of your etheric body, your astral body, and your physical body, going into all areas of your physical form. And whatever malady that may be within you now, feel it emblazing your physical body. Feel it penetrating into all areas of your physical body and healing whatever might be there, whatever that is not being addressed by your immune system now, but feel it being addressed by this Christ consciousness light. Feel it moving into every part, every area, every crevice of your body, and filling your body with this light and this healing energy, and feeling yourself coming back, not just into a normal state, but into a heightened state, a much heightened state where you resonate and feel the connection with your etheric body and all of those chakra centers now coming alive from this Christ consciousness that has become imbued within you right now in this moment. And the more that you can believe all of this as being true, the more it will affect you in the times going ahead, not just in this moment now, but in the times that are coming, the times that are ahead for each and every one of you. Sometimes they will be difficult and sometimes they will be easy, but whatever it is, just allow it to be what it is in the moment. Now, let yourselves come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed, and continue to feel that Christ consciousness light within you, as you have been imbued with this light now. Each and every one of you that are on this call, you have been imbued and emblazoned by this light, and enlightened by this light, and empowered by this light. And empowering indeed is what is occurring for all of you now. As the more that you let your power come forward, the more that you will be able to show that to the world and to all of those that you come in contact with. As you know, I am Yeshua, and I am here to bring this Christmas message to you. And again, it was not about my birth. It is not about my birth today, for I was not even born on this day, this Christmas day, this December 25th. I was born in the springtime, and in the springtime is when all things spring forth, and that is the understanding that all of you need to have now. Even though this may be a winter time for you, it is a spring forth time in terms of the Christ consciousness now being born within all of you. And peace and love and tranquility and joy to be spread throughout the entire planet. But first through you. First within you and then through you, so that you can go out and spread this joy. Feel the joy. Feel the immense power that is now within every one of you, if you allow it to be. For this is your time. This is not my time any longer. This is your time. You are the ones that are here to spread the light and share the light. For the longest time, I was the one that continued to bring the light to this planet. But I am moving on, just as each and every one of us move on when those that are ready to take the place. And those of you are being prepared for this. You may not think that, you may not feel that right now, as some of you are feeling quite down and ill with various virus and these types of things. But know that you are being empowered in this moment, that you can step forth and step out of your comfort zone. The comfort zone that you have known for so long can no longer be, because that is within the third dimensional illusionary matrix that you have been a part of preparing and creating here, but no longer. It is time for you to create the new reality that you are all longing to do. But the more that you allow yourselves to stay in the lower vibrations, the more that you will remain there. But if you allow yourselves to raise up, whatever it is that helps you to do so, raise yourself up and continue to hold that higher vibration. Do not let other things bring you back down, whether it is other people or situations. Do not let that happen. And if it does, bring yourself right back up. You know how to do it. You have the tools. You have various tools to do this. You have been given these tools, whether it is crystals or mantras or affirmations or whatever it might be. Let yourself come out of the lower vibrations and find yourselves more and more in those higher vibrations, the higher light within you. And the light, my friends, is within all of you now. The darkness is a thing of the past, and you must think of it in that way. The darkness, the lower times, the times where you have dwelt in the past, dwelt in the old stories, no longer. It does not help you. It does not sustain you. The only thing that sustains you now is the light and the love. That is all. And if you allow that to continue to be the most important thing in your life, to be in the very moment, the very now moment, and in that now moment, in those higher vibrations, then you will find, as the ascension process continues forward and those things that become revealed, those truths that come forward to be revealed, that you will be in the first stage of that awakening within your ascension process. And that is what you are all being prepared for. Those of us are helping prepare you for that. But it is you yourselves that must prepare yourselves. You must be in that forefront. You must be the way showers. The way showers that you came here to be. Yes, the system busters and all of this. But the way showers, the ones that are coming, going forward, going before, and then showing the way to others after you. That is what you are here to do, each and every one of you. That is your mission right now in this moment and going forward. Yes, there will be other parts of the mission that will open up to you, for you yourselves personally and as a group as well. But it is up to all of you to be a part of this higher expression that you are expected to do, not by us, but expected by you, yourselves and your higher selves working through you. So let the process play out. Let it play out. Let this story play out. But know that when you come to the end of this story, you will love the ending. Continue to trust the plan, whatever that might be, wherever it might take you through these travails that some of you are having now. Just let that be. You are going to make it through, and you are going to be stronger as a result of it. All my peace and love be with all of you. I am Yeshua, and I am here to always be. be with you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, and we are ready to move ahead in this entire process as we continue to move closer to the end of this year. And what a year you have had, and what a year is coming. Oh, we cannot even begin to tell you what this next year is going to bring. But many of you have the inkling of what to expect here, as those things that you have read about and heard about, and all of this is all going to come to a head at various points within this next year. Not in terms of full ascension, we are not speaking of that, although that is certainly possible, but we are speaking in terms of the truths coming through like an avalanche that cannot be stopped. That is what you are looking forward to in this next part of even the beginning of this next year coming up. But we will save more of this for your New Year's Eve call, when we can give more information on this, if you are ready for it. We are ready for your questions here, if you have them.
Yes, I got a question.
Yes.
Could you talk about how important it is to be a vegetarian while we're intending to ascend? Isn't it very important to be a vegetarian?
What we can tell you is that you have to be where you are in the moment. And if it is a calling for you to give up on the imbuing of animal flesh and all of this, then that is your calling. If it is not your calling yet, then to do so would be going against your nature here in terms of what you are ready for. So we would not say that there is a should or anything of this nature for this. It is when you feel the calling for it, and you will know when that is. For your body is wanting certain minerals and certain vitamins and all of this that come from various sources of food that you eat. So to deprive your body of something that it is needing or wanting at this point may not be the most beneficial for you. But again, it is a calling. It is something deep within you that you will know when the time is right for this. Shoshana, do you have
perspective? We can share on this.
Yes.
We wish to share. May we share, dear brother, with you?
Oh, absolutely. Cheers.
Dear brother, this style that you have taken on for so long is yours. It is your calling. It is how your body responds, and it is what you must do. As you have listened to your higher self, your higher calling, and you have obeyed that higher calling, you see. So we praise you for that. As there are many that hear the call and turn away, you see. But we will say that we know that many that have taken on this way of life, this way of eating, it has not been beneficial for them. Many have died. And many have died from cholesterol, from heart disease, from cancer, from all of these things, from a poor diet, you see. So we believe that you see the gain that you have received in your life from your particular eating style, and you wish that for everyone. You wish that for everyone because it has been so beneficial for you. And your love of humanity is in your speaking, you see. But once again, what one who serves has given is all must come to this on their own. There is no should. There is no this is better than that. And there have been human beings that have lived to be over 100 that are smokers and drinkers. So we cannot say that your style is for everyone, but we do understand your viewpoint as you wish for all to raise their vibration and be the healthiest that they can be. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there other further questions here? Anything further?
Greetings from the service. I have a question about higher self-identity. I was thinking that I may lack my higher self, and that I may not wanna move on separate from higher self. You know, they say that when we ascend, we continue independently, but if I like my higher self, I don't want to become independent. I feel that I may like who I am, and so why do I have to become separate from higher self upon ascension? I'm a little confused about it.
My goodness, it is exactly the opposite of that, dear brother. You will be more connected with your higher self in the ascension process rather than separated. For realize that you have never really been separated, ever. It is only the thinking process, the programming that is within you that believes you are separate from this. Where you hear of a God that is a being somewhere up in the clouds and this type of thing, a separate from you, something that you can never be. Even Yeshua himself, that he is the only Son of God and that you cannot never be that. It is exactly the opposite. As you ascend in consciousness fully, then you will be more connected, or know yourself, rather, as being more connected than you were before. So again, it is exactly the opposite of what you are thinking. So trust in this ascension process and know that you will be unified with your higher self more than ever. Okay, Shoshana.
We can share on this. Dear brother Moses, may we share?
Okay.
Dearest brother Moses, the goal of all beings is to be divine, is to have the wisdom of the ages at their disposal, you see. The higher self is that which is a higher perspective of you. And the higher perspective and the higher knowing and the wisdom that brings to you must be integrated completely within you as a being. The goal of ascension is integration. The goal of ascension is merging with all of yourselves into one, to create that optimum wisdom of the ages and the divinity that is you recognized fully, you see. So there is no separation. There is integration. That is ascension. Namaste.
Very good. And we also wish to add here, since you, Moses, have come on the call here, and there are others as well that are on this call that are feeling quite ill and down and all of these things, know that it is, as you have mentioned earlier, all for a reason. It is for a higher purposeful reason that you go through this. Just as this one I speak through now, James and the Joanna went through this for a higher purpose, that you would come through this being stronger in your immune system than you were previously, so that you are able to fight off the various other
alternatives that may come forward. And we say may because it is not for sure yet. But there will be those things that will attack the immune system in the times ahead. And your immune systems are now going to be much stronger as a result of this.
We wish to clarify here.
Yeah, please do.
We wish to clarify, as one must understand that if a being succumbs to this, gives up their body and moves on, it is their plan. It is their exit plan, you see. Not all recover. We do not say that you will not recover. We are not expressing that. We are saying that both sides are true here. You must understand that you, as a being, have made a plan long before you entered into this body, and you may be responding to the plan that has been provided for you through your higher guides, through your divine self, and that whatever occurs here is the plan, you see. So we are not saying that those that wish to recover will recover. Those that have a different plan, that will also play out. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Would there be any other questions here?
Well, I think I want to just go a little further into that. It does seem like quite a few of our members have gotten sick and some of us have not. Is there, is that just divine planning on the part? Those that don't get sick, are they still part of their own higher self plan not to get sick, not to experience that, or is their immune system strong to start? Can you go a little deeper into these beautiful beings getting sick who are part of our group and some just don't? How do we, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, we do, and it is difficult to fully ascertain here or to give you a complete answer here because everyone is different. Everyone has a different immune system. Everyone has a different plan that they are following. So if one gets sick and another does not, that is part of the plan. That is all it is, their own individual plan, the group plan, and the full collective consciousness plan as well. So there are those in the collective consciousness that have become ill and succumbed to that illness and left the planet in that respect. And as Shoshana so perfectly said, it was their exit plan that they followed through on, you see. So it is difficult to say whether those of you within the group, that some of you get sick, some of you do not get sick, whatever it is just part of your own individual plan and the group plan and a part of the greater collective consciousness plan here as well. Shoshana.
Yes, we will share here. We will share our perspective. May we share with you, dear sister?
Of course.
Dear sister, all that you have said is true, you see. And all that one who serves has given is true, you see. Those that attended this event that resulted in a virus spreading among them, there is a big lesson here. It is huge, and it will continue to play out until it is a lesson of higher consciousness, and it will continue to play out as the consciousness of those who have experienced this rise to the occasion. You see, there is a big lesson here. Now, some may not really recognize that and only see the small things in this, you see. Mm-hmm. As far as immunity is concerned, if you were not here and the virus did not spread to you, well, hallelujah! You do not have that in your plan. Now, Now, we are not saying that down the road that is not your plan, but it was not your plan in this moment, you see. So just keep your body immune as much as you can. And do not be concerned as to whether you receive this illness or you do not receive this illness, because that is your plan, you see, as one who serves has given. And it does not mean anything. There is no meaning to this. It is simply the plan that your higher knowing self provided before incarnation. Namaste.
One moment. Remember, the plan of those of the dark forces is to spread fear wherever they can, to continue to program you and to hold that fear. And the more that you focus on the fear of this virus as being anything more than just simply a virus, when you begin to give it names such as COVID and you speak about getting a vaccine and all of these things, you are just succumbing and falling right back into their trap, back into their old game plan of spreading fear wherever they can and however they can. So do not become entrapped in this. Do not focus on this. Do not focus on the disease, the virus, whatever it is. Do not focus on it as being anything other than simply a virus that has... These viruses have been around for thousands of years, and they are very beneficial to your immune system. And that, if you look at it in that respect, as being something good for your immune system, so your immune system gets stronger, then it takes on an entirely different understanding here. And the fear is gone, you see? And when the fear is gone, you can raise yourself back into those higher vibrations. Okay?
Yes. Yes. Do you have any idea, or can you even say, how many of the population are needing to experience this ridiculous virus? I mean, is it 50%, 60%? How many people are actually sick? We don't, the numbers are thrown around and they're lying to us. Do you know how many of the souls need to go through this illness on the planet at all?
What we can tell you is your statistics are highly overrated here in terms of the death process of this. For many that do go through this illness, you do exactly that. They get through it. They do not die from it. It is a very small percentage that dies from it. But please understand that it is the shot or the jab, as you are calling it, that is greatly influencing even more of this, these statistics to increase. It is not the unvaccinated, it is the vaccinated that are having and going to continue to have many of the difficulties going forward because their immune system is going to be greatly compromised.
Yes.
Of course, that is not all of those that receive this shot. Some of them simply receive, as Shoshana gave some time ago, a placebo, a saline solution, something that has no effect whatsoever.
Yes. I think the celebrities and the political leaders who are espousing this are the ones getting the saline.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Anything you add here?
We wish to share here. May we share?
Yes. Yes.
Dear sister, it is not so much the illness that is the subject here. For those evil ones that wish to take this earth to another place, to take this beautiful planet to another lower level, we will say, it is not the virus, it is the effect of it. It is the fear, it is the anger, it is the blame, it is the shame, it is the frustration, it is the great division that is occurring. It is not the virus. As one who serves has given, these viruses have been around for millenniums, for millions of your years, you see. So when we point a finger we're at an illness, we cannot see and we cannot understand what the point is. The point of all of this is division, is fear.
Yes.
And
yes.
Many have succumbed to that. Many will point the finger. Those
yes.
that, the ones here in this room, the James and Joanna, received the illness, and they didn't go, oh, let's point our fingers at the person that we thought brought us this. We did not even think of it, you see.
Right.
Because that is not the point. The point is to understand the sinister programming that is going on behind this virus. That is why the James will not call it COVID, will not
right.
call the shot a vaccination, because that is part of the programming, you see. And we advise all to rise above this illness and simply understand the point that is being made, the great hypnosis that is being perpetrated on humanity, and not join in. Namaste.
Thank you very much. That's exactly how I feel as well. And I'm looking forward to the day early next year when we stop this nonsense. It is becoming really tiresome.
Yes,
we understand, dear one. Namaste.
Would there be any other further questions here before we release channel? Nothing further, then Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We have a message. Each moment that we breathe in the breath of life, remember to forgive, forget, and move on. A wonderful message that has been given to us. And a very high vibrational message. Namaste.
And you took the words right out of our mouths here. That is exactly what we were going to say. We will say the other very important message that we are attempting to give to you as much as we possibly can, whenever we can here, and for you to spread that message as much as you can, to live in the moment, to allow yourselves to just be in the present moment and know that present moment that you are in is the perfect moment for you in that time. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.